The Biblical Treasury of the Catechism now continues with question number 22. Why can there be but one God? There can be but one God because God, being supreme and infinite, cannot have an equal. I alone am. Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 39. The Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost, and these three are one. 1 John chapter 5, verse 7. I am the first, and I am the last, and besides me there is no God. Isaiah chapter 44, verse 6, and 45, verse 5, and Ecclesiasticus chapter 36, verse 5. O God, who shall be like to thee? Psalms chapter 82, verse 2. There is none like to thee, O Lord. Jeremiah chapter 10, verse 6. Let them know that the Lord is thy name. Thou alone art the most high over all the earth. Psalms chapter 82, verse 19. The sum of our words is, He is all. Ecclesiasticus chapter 43, verse 29. Question 23. How many persons are there in God? In God there are three divine persons, really distinct and equal in all things, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. There are three that give testimony in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost. 1 John chapter 5, verse 7. Baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Matthew chapter 29, verse 19. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the charity of God, and the communication of the Holy Ghost be with you all. 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 13. By the word of the Lord the heavens were established, and all the power of them by the Spirit of his mouth. Psalms chapter 32, verse 6. Let us make man. Genesis chapter 1, verse 26. I will ask the Father, and he shall give you another paraclete. John chapter 14, verse 16. He rejoiced in the Holy Ghost and said, I confess to thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth. Luke chapter 10, verse 21, Matthew chapter 11, verse 25. The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the Most High shall overshadow thee, and therefore also the Holy which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. Luke chapter 1, verse 35. And Jesus, being baptized, forthwith came out of the water, and lo, the heavens were opened to him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending as a dove and coming upon him. And behold, a voice from heaven saying, This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Matthew chapter 3, verse 16 and 17, Mark chapter 1, verse 10 and 11, Luke chapter 3, verse 22, and John chapter 1, verse 32. Question 24. Is the Father God? The Father is God and the first person of the Blessed Trinity. God the Father. Colossians 1st chapter, verse 12. Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father. From Philippians chapter 1, verse 2, Galatians chapter 1, verse 3, Titus chapter 1, verse 4. The Father hath life in himself. John chapter 5, verse 26. I ascend to my Father and to your Father, to my God and your God. John chapter 20, verse 17. Father, the world hath not known thee. John chapter 17, verse 25. I bow my knees to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom all paternity in heaven and earth is named. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 14 and 15. Have we not all one Father? Hath not one God created us? Malachias chapter 2, verse 10. No one knoweth who the Father is but the Son, and to whom the Son will reveal him. Luke chapter 10, verse 22. Our Father, Lord of heaven and earth. Luke chapter 10, verse 21. Our Father, who art in heaven. Matthew chapter 6, verse 9. Question 25. Is the Son God? The Son is God and the second person of the Blessed Trinity. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. John chapter 1, verse 1. I and the Father are one. John chapter 10, verse 30. I said, I am the Son of God. John chapter 10, verse 36. The Father is in me, and I in the Father. John chapter 10, verse 38. Christ is over all things, God blessed forever. Romans chapter 9, verse 5. In the name of Jesus, every knee should bow, and that every tongue should confess that the Lord Jesus Christ is in the glory of God the Father. Philippians chapter 2, verse 10 and 11. I came forth from the Father. John chapter 16, verse 28. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. John chapter 1, verse 10. He did not only break the Sabbath, but also said God was his Father, making himself equal to God. John chapter 5, verse 18. He boasteth that he hath the knowledge of God, and calleth himself the Son of God. Wisdom chapter 2, verse 13, and Matthew chapter 27, verse 43. He glorieth that he hath God for his Father. Wisdom chapter 2, verse 16, John chapter 8, verse 27. He that seeth me seeth the Father also. John chapter 14, verse 9. He that hateth me hateth my Father also. John chapter 15, verse 23. Now glorify thou me, O Father, with thyself, with the glory which I had before the world was with thee. John chapter 17, verse 5. That all men may honor the Son as they honor the Father. John chapter 5, verse 23. Thomas said to him, Jesus, my Lord and my God. John chapter 20, verse 28. His name shall be called Emmanuel. Isaiah chapter 7, verse 14. In him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead corporally. Colossians chapter 2, verse 9. Question 26. Is the Holy Ghost God? The Holy Ghost is God, and the third person of the Blessed Trinity. The things also that are of God no man knoweth but the Spirit of God. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 11. Ananias, why hath Satan tempted thy heart that thou shouldst lie to the Holy Ghost? Thou hast not lied to men, but to God. Acts chapter 5, verse 3 and 4. Well did the Holy Ghost speak to our fathers by Isaiah the prophet. Acts chapter 28, verse 25. God spoke by the prophets. Hebrews chapter 1, verse 1. The holy men of God spoke inspired by the Holy Ghost. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 21. The Paraclete cometh, whom I will send you from the Father, the Spirit of truth. John chapter 15, verse 26, and 14, verse 26. Whosoever shall speak a word against the Son of Man, it shall be forgiven him. But he that shall speak against the Holy Ghost, it shall not be forgiven him, neither in this world, nor in the world to come. Matthew chapter 12, verse 32, Luke chapter 12, verse 10, and Mark chapter 3, verse 29. He saw the heavens opened, and the Spirit as a dove descending and remaining upon him. Mark chapter 1, verse 10, Luke chapter 3, verse 22. The Spirit of Truth, John chapter 14, verse 17. Your members are the temple of the Holy Ghost. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19. Glorify and bear God in your body. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 20. Question 27. What do you mean by the Blessed Trinity? By the Blessed Trinity, I mean one God in three divine persons. There are three that give testimony in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost, and these three are one. 1 John chapter 5, verse 7. I am not alone, but I and the Father that sent me. John chapter 8, verse 16. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Matthew chapter 28, verse 19. Let us make man in our image. Genesis chapter 1, verse 26. By the word of the Lord the heavens were established, and all the power of them by the Spirit of his mouth. Psalms chapter 32, verse 6. Behold, Adam is become as one of us. Genesis chapter 3, verse 22. Question 28. Are the three divine persons equal in all things? The three divine persons are equal in all things. Christ Jesus, being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God. Philippians chapter 2, verse 6. I and the Father are one. John chapter 10, verse 30. You believe in God, believe also in me. John chapter 14, verse 1. He that seeth me, seeth the Father also. John chapter 14, verse 9. For in him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead corporally. Colossians chapter 2, verse 9. The Jews sought the more to kill him, because he did not only break the Sabbath, but also said God was his Father, making himself equal to God. John chapter 5, verse 18. All things whatsoever the Father hath are mine. John chapter 16, verse 15, and chapter 17, verse 10. The kingdom of Christ and of God. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 5. That all men may honor the Son as they honor the Father. John chapter 5, verse 23. For as the Father raiseth up the dead and giveth life, so the Son also giveth life to whom he will. John chapter 5, verse 21. For as the Father hath life in himself, so he hath given to the Son also to have life in himself. John chapter 5, verse 26. For the Father is greater than I. John chapter 14, verse 28. Question 29. Are the three divine persons one and the same God? The three divine persons are one and the same God, having one and the same divine nature and substance. One Lord, one God, and Father of all. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 5 and 6. The Lord thy God is one God. Mark chapter 12, verse 29, and Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 4. I and the Father are one. John chapter 10, verse 30. The Father is in me, and I in the Father. John chapter 10, verse 38. He that seeth me seeth the Father also. John chapter 14, verse 9. All my things are thine, and thine are mine. John chapter 17, verse 10. That they may be one, as we also are. John chapter 17, verse 11. Yet to us there is but one God, the Father, of whom are all things, and one Lord Jesus Christ, by whom are all things. 1 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 6. The Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost, and these three are one. 1 John chapter 5, verse 7. Question 30. Can we fully understand how the three divine persons are one and the same God? We cannot fully understand how the three divine persons are one and the same God, because this is a mystery. We cannot find him worthily. Job chapter 37, verse 23. What we can know is but as a spark. Ecclesiasticus chapter 42, verse 23. And hardly do we guess aright at things that are upon earth, and with labor do we find the things that are before us. But the things that are in heaven, who shall search out? Wisdom chapter 9, verse 16. We know in part, and we prophesy in part. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 9. He that is a searcher of majesty shall be overwhelmed by glory. Proverbs chapter 25, verse 27. Seek not the things that are too high for thee, and search not into things above thy ability. But the things that God hath commanded thee, think on them always, and in many of his works be not curious. Ecclesiasticus chapter 3, verse 22. Great is the mystery of godliness. 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16. Question 31. What is a mystery? A mystery is a truth which we cannot fully understand. A wisdom which is hidden. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 7. Blessed are they that have not seen and have believed. John chapter 20, verse 29. Oh, the depth of the riches of the wisdom and of the knowledge of God! How incomprehensible are his judgments, and how unsearchable his ways! Romans chapter 11, verse 33. Many things are shown to thee above the understanding of men. Ecclesiasticus chapter 3, verse 25. What needeth a man to seek things that are above him, whereas he knoweth not what is profitable for him in his life? Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse 1. There are many things hidden from us that are greater than these, for we have seen but a few of his works. Ecclesiasticus chapter 43, verse 36. Many of his works are hidden. Ecclesiasticus chapter 16, verse 22. The Lord revealeth the traces of hidden things. Ecclesiasticus chapter 42, verse 19. Peradventure thou wilt comprehend the steps of God, and will find out the Almighty perfectly. Job chapter 11, verse 7. There is a God in heaven that revealeth mysteries. Daniel chapter 2, verse 28. To you, the disciples, it is given to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven. Matthew chapter 13, verse 11. Lesson 4, on creation, in the biblical treasury of the Catechism. Question 32. Who created heaven and earth and all things? God created heaven and earth and all things. The Lord made the heavens. Psalms chapter 95, verse 5. In the beginning, God created heaven and earth. Genesis chapter 1, verse 1. It is He who giveth to all life and breath and all things. Acts chapter 17, verse 25. I preach to you God who made the world and all things therein. Acts chapter 17, verse 24. Who is ignorant that the hand of the Lord hath made all these things? Job chapter 12, verse 9. Thou hast made heaven and earth and all things that are under the cope of heaven. Esther chapter 13, verse 10. And God made a firmament. Genesis chapter 1, verse 7. And God created the great whales. Genesis chapter 1, verse 21. And God made the beast of the earth according to their kinds. Genesis chapter 1, verse 25. The heavens are the works of thy hands. Psalms chapter 101, verse 26. The living God who made the heaven and the earth and the sea and all things that are in them. Acts chapter 14, verse 14. Psalms chapter 145, verse 6. Daniel chapter 14, verse 4. And Psalms chapter 120, verse 2. The Lord God formed out of the ground all the beasts of the earth and all the fowls of the air. Genesis chapter 2, verse 19. He that liveth forever created all things together. Ecclesiasticus chapter 18, verse 1, Wisdom chapter 1, verse 14. I made the earth, and I created man upon it. My hand stretched forth the heavens. Isaiah chapter 45, verse 12, and 40, verse 28. Thus saith the Lord that created the heavens, God himself that formed the earth, and made it, the very maker thereof. He did not create it in vain. Isaiah chapter 45, verse 18. My hand also hath founded the earth. Isaiah chapter 48, verse 13. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel, who made heaven and earth. 2 Paralipomenon chapter 2, verse 12, and Judith chapter 13, verse 24. God created man upon the earth. Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 32. Who makest thy angels spirits? Psalms chapter 103, verse 4, and Hebrews chapter 1, verse 7. All the gods of the Gentiles are devils, but the Lord made the heavens. Psalms chapter 95, verse 5, 1 Paralipomenon chapter 16, verse 26. For behold, he that formeth the mountains, and createth the wind, and declareth his word to man. He that maketh the morning mist, and walketh upon the high places of the earth. The Lord, the God of hosts, is his name. Amos chapter 4, verse 13. I fear the Lord, the God of heaven, who made both the sea and the dry land. Jonas chapter 1, verse 9. Thus saith the Lord, who stretcheth forth the heavens, and layeth the foundations of the earth, and formeth the spirit of man in him. Zechariah chapter 12, verse 1, Isaiah chapter 42, verse 5. Question 33. How did God create heaven and earth? God created heaven and earth from nothing, by his word only, that is, by a single act of his all-powerful will. By the word of the Lord the heavens were established, and all the power of them by the Spirit of his mouth. Psalms chapter 32, verse 6. All things were created by him and in him. Colossians chapter 1, verse 16. Thou hast spoken, and they were made. Thou didst send forth thy Spirit, and they were created. Judith chapter 16, verse 17. And God said, Be light made, and light was made. Genesis chapter 1, verse 3. By faith we understand that the world was framed by the Word of God. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 3, and Psalms chapter 32, verse 9, and 148, verse 5. God of my fathers and Lord of mercy, who hast made all things with thy word. Wisdom, chapter 9, verse 1. The Lord by wisdom hath founded the earth, hath established the heavens by prudence. Proverbs, chapter 3, verse 19. He that maketh the earth by his power, that prepareth the world by his wisdom, and stretcheth out the heavens by his knowledge. Jeremiah chapter 10, verse 12, and 51, verse 15. O Lord God, behold, thou hast made heaven and earth by thy great power. No word shall be hard to thee. Jeremiah chapter 32, verse 17. I beseech thee, my son, look upon heaven and earth, and all that is in them, and consider that God made them out of nothing, and mankind also. The second Maccabees, chapter 7, verse 28. Question 34. Which are the chief creatures of God? The chief creatures of God are angels and men. Let us make man, and let him have dominion over the fishes of the sea, and the fowls of the air, and the beasts, and the whole earth. Genesis chapter 1, verse 26. The Lord God formed man of the slime of the earth, and breathed into his face the breath of life, and man became a living soul. Genesis chapter 2, verse 7. Thou hast made him a little less than the angels. Psalms chapter 8, verse 6, and Hebrews chapter 2, verse 7. Thou madest Adam of the slime of the earth. Tobias, chapter 8, verse 8. How great art thy works, O Lord! Psalms, chapter 103, verse 24. Who makest thy angels spirits, and thy ministers a burning fire? Psalms, chapter 103, verse 4, and Hebrews, chapter 1, verse 7. The Sadducees say, there is no angel nor spirit. Acts chapter 23, verse 8. Question 35. What are angels? Angels are pure spirits without a body, created to adore and enjoy God in heaven. Adore him, all you his angels. Psalms chapter 96, verse 7. And Hebrews chapter 1, verse 6. Bless the Lord, all ye his angels, you that are mighty in strength, and execute his word, hearkening to the voice of his orders. Psalms chapter 102, verse 20. O ye angels of the Lord, bless the Lord, praise and exalt him above all forever. Daniel chapter 3, verse 58. Who makest thy angels spirits, and thy ministers a burning fire? Psalms chapter 103, verse 4, Hebrews chapter 1, verse 7. Thousands of thousands administered to him, and 10,000 times 100,000 stood before him. Daniel chapter 7, verse 10, Apocalypse chapter 7, verse 11. Question 36. Were the angels created for any other purpose? The angels were also created to assist before the throne of God and to minister unto him. They have often been sent as messengers from God to man, and are also appointed our guardians. Bless the Lord, all ye his hosts, you ministers of his that do his will. Psalms chapter 102, verse 21. The angels ministered to him. Mark chapter 1, verse 13, Matthew chapter 4, verse 11. Are they not all ministering spirits, sent to minister for them who shall receive the inheritance of salvation? Hebrews chapter 1, verse 14. For he hath given his angels charge over thee, to keep thee in all thy ways. Psalms chapter 90, verse 11, Matthew chapter 4, verse 6, and Luke chapter 4, verse 10. I, Jesus, have sent my angel to testify to you these things in the churches. Apocalypse chapter 22, verse 16. Despise not one of these little ones, for I say to you that their angels in heaven always see the face of my Father. Matthew chapter 18, verse 10. Behold, I will send my angel, who shall go before thee and keep thee in thy journey. Exodus chapter 23, verse 20, and Baruch chapter 6, verse 6. The angel Gabriel was sent from God into the city of Galilee to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph, and the virgin's name was Mary. Luke chapter 1, verse 26 and 27. And the angel said to him, I will conduct him thither and bring him back to thee. Tobias chapter 5, verse 15. An angel of the Lord spoke to Philip. Acts chapter 8, verse 26. There shall be joy before the angels of God upon one sinner doing penance. Luke chapter 15, verse 10. One of the seraphims flew to me, and in his hand was a live coal. Isaiah chapter 6, verse 6. The angel said to him, Gird thyself and put on thy sandals. Acts chapter 12, verse 8. There appeared to him, Moses, in the desert of Mount Sinai, an angel in the flame of fire in a bush. Acts chapter 7, verse 30, Exodus chapter 3, verse 2. An angel of God called to Agar from heaven. Genesis chapter 21, verse 17. And behold, an angel of the Lord from heaven called to him, saying, Abraham, Abraham. Genesis chapter 22, verse 11. An angel said to them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy. Luke chapter 2, verse 10. Question 37. Were the angels, as God created them, good and happy? The angels, as God created them, were good and happy. Thou wast perfect in thy ways from the day of thy creation until iniquity was found in thee. Ezekiel chapter 28, verse 15. He hath made all things good in their time. Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 11. All the works of the Lord were good. Ecclesiasticus chapter 39, verse 39. Question 38. Did all the angels remain good and happy? All the angels did not remain good and happy. Many of them sinned and were cast into hell, and these are called devils or bad angels. How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, who didst rise in the morning? Thou saidst in thy heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit in the mountain of the covenant in the sides of the north. I will ascend above the height of the clouds. I will be like the Most High. But thou art gone down to the bottom of the pit. Isaiah chapter 14, verse 12 to 14 and 19. In his angels he found wickedness. Job chapter 4, verse 18. I saw Satan like lightning falling from heaven. Luke chapter 10, verse 18. God spared not the angels that sinned, but delivered them, drawn down by infernal ropes, to the lower hell. 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 4. And the angels who kept not their principality, but forsook their own habitation, he hath reserved unto darkness in everlasting chains. Jude chapter 1, verse 6. There was a great battle in heaven, And that great dragon was cast out, who is called the devil, and his angels were thrown down with him. Apocalypse, chapter 12, verse 7 to 9. Be sober and watch, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, goeth about seeking whom he may devour. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8. Lesson 5th, on our first parents and the fall. Question 39. Who were the first man and woman? The first man and woman were Adam and Eve. Adam and his wife. Genesis chapter 2, verse 25. And Adam called the name of his wife Eve, because she was the mother of all the living. Genesis chapter 3, verse 20. God created them, male and female, and blessed them, and called their name Adam. Genesis chapter 5, verse 2. God created man of the earth. Ecclesiasticus chapter 17, verse 1. Thou madest Adam of the slime of the earth, and gavest him Eve for a helper. Tobias chapter 8, verse 8. Ecclesiasticus chapter 17, verse 5. Question 40. Were Adam and Eve innocent and holy when they came from the hand of God? Adam and Eve were innocent and holy when they came from the hand of God. God created man to his own image. Male and female he created them. And God blessed them. And God saw all the things that he had made, and they were very good. Genesis chapter 1, verse 27 to 28 and 31. God created man incorruptible. Wisdom chapter 2, verse 23. God made man right, and he hath entangled himself with an infinity of questions. Ecclesiasticus chapter 7, verse 30. He gave them counsel, and a tongue, and eyes, and ears, and a heart to devise, and he filled them with the knowledge of understanding. Ecclesiasticus chapter 17, verse 5. All the works of the Lord are good. Ecclesiasticus chapter 39, verse 39. Question 41. Did God give any command to Adam and Eve? To try their obedience, God commanded Adam and Eve not to eat of a certain fruit which grew in the garden of paradise. And he commanded him, saying, Of every tree of paradise thou shalt eat, but of the tree of knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat. Genesis chapter 2, verse 16 and 17. He made an everlasting covenant with them, and he showed them his justice and judgments, and he said to them, Beware of all iniquity. Ecclesiasticus chapter 17, verse 10 and 11. In what day soever thou shalt eat of it, thou shalt die the death. Genesis chapter 2, verse 17. Question 42. Which were the chief blessings intended for Adam and Eve had they remained faithful to God? The chief blessings intended for Adam and Eve had they remained faithful to God were a constant state of happiness in this life and everlasting glory in the next. We shall have many good things if we fear God and depart from all sin and do that which is good. Tobias chapter 4, verse 23. God made not death, neither hath he pleasure in the destruction of the living. Wisdom, chapter 1, verse 13. He made the nations of the earth for health. Wisdom, chapter 1, verse 14. Behold, I have given you every herb bearing seed upon the earth to be your meat. Genesis, chapter 1, verse 29. He gave them instructions and the law of life for an inheritance. Ecclesiasticus chapter 17, verse 9. Question 43. Did Adam and Eve remain faithful to God? Adam and Eve did not remain faithful to God, but broke his command by eating the forbidden fruit. Pride is the beginning of all sin. Ecclesiasticus chapter 10, verse 15. By the envy of the devil, death came into the world. Wisdom chapter 2, verse 24. And the woman saw that the tree was good to eat, and fair to the eyes, and delightful to behold. And she took of the fruit thereof, and did eat, and gave to her husband, who did eat. Genesis chapter 3, verse 6. The woman being seduced was in the transgression. 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 14. The first father sinned. Isaiah chapter 43, verse 27, and Romans chapter 5, verse 12. The woman whom thou gavest me to be my companion gave me of the tree, and I did eat. Genesis chapter 3, verse 12. They, like Adam, have transgressed. Osi chapter 6, verse 7. We will continue with the Biblical Treasury of the Catechism, compiled and arranged by Reverend Thomas E. Cox, on tape number 3. Please join us.